everybody, it's your girl Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So
what's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dolls.
And we got our season 6 guest host in the house with us today.
It's Natalie P, baby,
in the building.
We love it. So y'all know how we do. We're about to reach in this jar, get our topic out, and roll with it.
That topic jar.
Shake and bake.
Oh, am I doing it again?
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's lit.
Shake it.
I make a new shake it song like every time.
I love it. The shake it song. Natalie P with the shake it song. We didn't even mention last episode that Two wasn't there, but Two is not here again today. Yes. Two is currently out of Tizown.
Yes. Out of Tizown.
Working on that music.
Hello.
The music. Okay, we are unraveling. Wow, someone really crumpled this up tight, man.
Bowl it up.
This is a big one, too. Why is it?
So that means that's a recent one.
Oh, boy.
A marker.
Should look long.
What number is it? Wait, what number?
It doesn't have a number, but it says what it is.
Oh, what is it?
Psst. Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, blog, web, or photo series
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
It says, forgiving our parents for parenting through their trauma.
Oh, that's a tough one. Did two put this in?
I don't know.
Okay, if it wasn't any of us, it was probably two. Yeah.
Facts. Wasn't me.
Here we go.
Mom and dad.
Story of my life. Yes, touching for the right.
Mom and dad, please don't listen to this one.
We have our real laughs.
So, okay. What is the thing?
It's forgiving our parents for parenting through their trauma.
Forgiving our parents for parenting through their trauma.
I'll start it off right now. I still haven't forgiven my parents.
Same.
I have been able to manage. Mm-hmm. I have forgiven certain things, maybe. I wouldn't say forgive. I understand. But I...
Wow.
The whole shit.
Time to be smooth criminal.
Back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes. But yeah.
But yeah. So not all the way there.
I haven't forgiven. But I have more of an understanding, and I think I'm definitely more on the road to like fully forgiven. But I just still can't wrap around my head how like certain things played out. Facts. And how like even with trauma, because I still have trauma, and I always think, like, if I were to have a baby now, would I do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, but then again, you won't know till whatever, but I'm just like, I just know I would not say those things, like, to my child. So I feel like there's still, like, it was mostly words that I still haven't gotten over, where I'm just like, I can't believe you deadass told me that, and at that age, you know, like, all that stuff, so. And I still just can't believe like you didn't learn throughout it all you just didn't never sat with yourself and be like, wait, like what we're doing now, you know. Mm-hmm. You never sat and just be like
self-reflected.
Mm-hmm. And just be like, let me just try to like make things right, or like let me put my ego aside from my child.
Yeah.
And pride aside and ego aside for my child for once, and like try to like, you know, apologize. But
yeah,
so yeah. So can we like identify like what the trauma is that we recognize in our parents? Because I'm a little confused by this, but I think that's because in order for us to like even think about forgiving our parents for parenting through their trauma,
we're gonna know what
we would
is.
Have to know what their trauma was, right? Because yeah. I think that's where the forgiveness comes from. So
yeah, but I think that's what I was trying to say, like the understanding. Like I understand because I feel mm-hmm. like I have more backstory, but I still haven't forgiven because I still feel like it's not an excuse.
Yeah,
I still feel stuck there.
So okay.
as much as I try to be like, I'm okay, I'm healing from it. Like yeah, I still love them and all that stuff, but it's just still like I still can't get over
well, certain things. Well, sometimes yeah. you don't have to. Like I think like the there's like this pressure of like, oh, but that's still your dad or that's still your mom. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you kind of have to forgive them and like da 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 da. But you really don't. Like especially, yeah. you know, like certain situations. Like I'll say this, like I've forgiven 2 out of 3 of my parents. Uh-huh. So I have my mom, good my dad, and my stepdad. Okay. Yeah. My mom and my stepdad, you know, they definitely tried their best. I think there were certain traumas and certain things that they were working through mm-hmm. that affected me. And, you know, even if they didn't mean to.
Right.
So like that, at least I can kind of have a little bit of understanding. Mm-hmm. And also like, you know, I grew up with them. I'm very close to them now. So like, you know, it's I know them well enough to know the full picture of the full story, so that makes it easier to right. like have grace and understanding. But I ain't spoke to my dad in like 7 years, and he can kick rocks, honestly.
Right.
And that's very real. Yeah. Do either of you like? Can one of you like give me an example of like what the trauma from like your parent is like? What have you identified? Because like I'm trying to figure out like,
yeah,
because I just don't know
it's not like the trauma, but like how you mean like how they react to certain, like, you know, that they had trauma from how they react, like my exactly. mom is not as emotional, right? And like she wasn't as like hands-on physically, like touchy with mm-hmm. us, like that emotional type of love. And I feel like because my grandma was such like a hard ass too, like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and like she saw a lot of violence like growing yeah. up, so I feel like she like desensitized herself, like put up a wall of like, you know, just not trusting, and it can't it bled even out like with her kids, when I feel like she could have just leaned more into that and it probably would have helped ease certain pains. But she just like, you know, she knew how to like keep herself safe that way.
So this, all right, so this example for you is basically like in this circumstance you would be forgiving your mother for not having as much emotional
that emotional, like, you know, like mommy daughter, like, you know,
closeness,
like,
yeah,
closeness, like, yeah. I didn't want like the best friend feel, like, of course, mm-hmm. I never said like I want my mom to be my friend. But I wanted, like, yeah. you know, both. Like, I wanted to be able to go to her and be, like, be able to talk openly, freely, without judgment, criticism, yeah. and all that stuff. But then also, like, if I just wanted a hug after school, you know? Like,
right.
just
exactly,
just
because
you,
yeah.
like, pick me up or something, you know?
Like, were there, like, times when, like, you, like, went for the hug and she was like, no? Or, like, it just was never offered?
No, it just never, yeah. I would never go for it because I knew it just wasn't going to happen.
Exactly. Like, I feel like, you know.
It was
just
natural. Like,
yeah.
that it was like that, but it was still like, I didn't voice it because I grew up very like, just yeah. what I was told, you know.
And you also like at a certain age, like you don't really know what you're missing either. Like, that's yeah. just my mom. Like, that's just how she is you yeah. know. Like, I think with my mom, one thing that I'm realizing now as an adult is like, she's also somebody's child. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and she also, you know, was growing up, you know, parents, like, they're just people. Like, they were growing up yep. as right. they were raising you, you know? And I just, like, it sounds so obvious when I say it out loud, but, like, I don't know, it never really hit me
yeah.
until a certain point. Like, you know, she had a lot of issues. Like, my grandmother's, like, her mother's very, very Catholic mm-hmm. and has a lot of real high expectations. She also, you know, she came to this country, you know, while my mom was growing up, and my mom was raised by her aunt mm-hmm. in DR. So, you know, obviously, like, my grandmother had to do that. She was, you know, like, trying to set up roots here. And,
right.
You know, like, so it goes with the, like, anybody who's grown up in an immigrant family, like, you get it. But I think, like, there's just that lack of closeness. So, like, mm-hmm. when my mom went to go live with my grandmother, like, there was, instead of them having that relationship, You know, there was a lot of judgment. Like, you know, like my mom even said, like at one point, like she was like, your grandma called me a prostitute once just because like I like came home late, like from a date or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Very deep rooted, like, you know,
like insults.
So things. So,
so like because of that, like I feel like my mom also like put a lot of pressure on me to be great and to, you know, and also like I think that's manifested in good ways. Like I think overall, like, you know, I did have that like kind of best friend like relationship with my mom for many years. I think we went through like a, like some rough points when I was like in my teenage years and you know, like early 20s, because like she also had a lot of high expectations for me and certain expectations that like I just was, it just wasn't in me to meet. Like her big thing was like go to college, and I was always like very anti-college, like, you know. So I think we had butted heads a lot. But now, I mean, we're extremely close, and you know, I give her, I see the love that she was missing when she was growing up, you know? Right. And it also like is weird because I don't have that relationship with my grandma. Like my grandma's actually very warm with me, like, you know? So you start to understand, where that comes from, and you know, like that hyper independence thing, like, especially like, there's something about like Dominican like women communities, like they raise their daughters and they baby their sons, you know. And like one of the things that like I feel like really traumatized me is like I was never really like allowed to be like just a kid that or make mistakes, you know.
You were the oldest,
and I was the oldest. So yeah, that like oldest daughter, youngest, and I have a younger brother. So like, you know, it's to this day, like there's just a whole like lot more grace with my younger brother. Yes. Right. And I just like, as much as it affects me, and like, you know, I'm starting to learn how to undo some of that hyper independence and some of that like pressure. Cause like a lot of times, like I forgot what therapist or somebody said, like, you know, that internal critical voice in your head, make sure it's actually coming from you and not from like somewhere else, you know? And I again, like I love my mother to death, and I know she didn't mean to be this critical voice, because I think she just wanted me to be great, and she wanted to have, know what I mean? Like, but it still fucking sucked. Sucked. Like, and that's, you know, like I grew up to be like, you know, a super fucking people pleaser, because, you know, like I wanted to be perfect. I wanted to be the perfect sister, the perfect daughter, the perfect, you know, student, the perfect worker, you know? And I give her that grace and forgiveness, but it is still hard, you know? And then, I mean, we could talk about my dad and stepdad after what, that's a whole nother ballgame.
That's super real. So I think for me, I don't know. I guess I just have not been able to. I don't think I've
cared. Oh, your parents didn't fuck you up?
Excuse me, no. You're a fucking asshole. You're about to say you didn't care enough. And his mom's relationship. Sorry, I cut you off. Very different.
Our relationship is like very different.
Give me a backstory.
But is different in the sense of like, I just say like, whatever I want. Like,
he's
say,
an
like,
only child.
Oh, yeah, I'm an only child.
His mom is like my height.
I'm the only child. I'm like the oldest out of like the cousins and stuff like that. But yeah, what I do with my mother that I think that other people are just jealous of is I just be speaking my mind. Like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not doing it. And I'll let her know that. Like, and if I, like, I don't know, like, it's just very, like,
you're not selfish with your mom.
No, it's not selfish. It's self-preservation. Me first. Like, the fuck?
Oh, you really, like, now I be doing that too, but you go to another level.
I am very,
well, you've been like that since you were little. I just started being like that.
Right. It's the only child syndrome.
I'm very,
I get it.
Real, you know what I mean? I never felt like I needed to like hold anything back or like hide my feelings.
Everything. My parents were so strict, so I just became so sneaky.
No.
Same.
You know, but what's interesting for me though is that like when it comes to my dad, like I had like much more like I had many more grievances with like my father growing up because he was just never there. He was like never around. So
same.
That was like, I went through the phases of like, fuck him. I wish he were dead. I kind of stayed in that phase for a while. Like, why are you, why am I seeing you like seldomly here and there? Like, mm-hmm. if I'm not going to see you, I don't want to see you at all. Like, because exactly. it was weird because he would still like pop up yeah. maybe like 3 times a year.
And
it was
act like weird. Nothing happened.
Yeah, it was this very weird thing. But
daddy issues.
Once, okay, period. And then once I turned the age that my parents were when they had me, which was like 19, 20, I was like, oh, like I just like this huge wave of forgiveness for like both of them kind of like lifted off
really?
Of me. Yeah, for sure. Like I remember, like I literally remember being in Buff State, walking on campus, aww. It being around like my 20th birthday, and I was like, okay. I was like, cause like I could not have had me. Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like,
yo, crazy. Can we talk about when you get to the age that your parents had were you? When they had you? Like, it's such a mind fuck of it a is. Like
my
moment.
Mom had it two is. By 25. It's
no, so I was like, oh, absolutely not. Like, I would not be doing a thing. So, you know, the forgiveness kind of started coming
that's
in.
That's his trauma. Was his dad there? For him?
So that's what I'm. Which that's what I'm. That grandpa. Which is my grandfather, right? That's what I'm trying to think, right? So because also like my father's like, so my father's like very flighty, like you know, never da da da. But I started forgiving him for that stuff when I realized that like those comments were being made about like me and like certain things because like I'm never around my family. I'm not like a family function. I'm in and out for like a good hour. You know what I mean? So then again, I had this thing of like. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like, you know, so it's weird. So I've been finding it easier to forgive my father versus my mother when I have many more gripes with my father. Right. It's been so interesting. Yeah.
That is very interesting. You need to forgive your mother.
Yeah, word. But my thing is, I don't even know what I'm forgiving her for. You know what I mean? Because like, I'm not consciously angry at her about anything or like disappointed or upset, like not consciously about any of those things. So it's like I gotta do shadow work, you know what I mean?
She's been there, like for you, she's like she's always been there.
Like I have no like actual complaints other than the fact that she's annoying, but like I have no like, you know, like there's no like fucked me up in my childhood complaints that I have about her.
Yeah.
So it's like
she never said anything to you that you were just I can't believe he said that to me.
No.
And like
no.
not for nothing, but like it's harder to like when you have like that dynamic of like one parent who was never around and another parent who like took the brunt of like raising and supporting you and like it's really hard to like really be that mad at them. Like, you know, like my stepdad, like he's I love him, but he's like a cranky old man. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's like, you know, like the dad and Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's 5 cents worth of milk you wasted. Yep. And like, you know, like he always had like a lot of like internal, like just like, I don't want to call it anger, but just like discontentment. And you know, like that made it kind of hard to like live in the house. But right. I still have so much love and appreciation for him because like, bro, like I'm not his blood kid.
Yeah.
He started dating my mom when I was one. They got married when I was five. Like if it were up to him, he would have adopted me legally. Like my mom, for some stupid idea, she still wanted me to have like my dad's last name. I'm like, for what? What did he do?
Right.
You know, like this man was there to teach me how to drive. This man was there to teach me, you know,
how
to
father.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That is my dad. Like, no, and you can't tell him like, I'm not his kid. Like, you know what I mean? So like, as imperfect as he is, like, I know it's because of his own, like, traumas and things that he can't, like, work through. And I just give him so much more grace because I'm like, bro, like, I have another man's whole blood and this man doesn't check for me.
Right.
Like, you, come on now.
Come on.
You know? So, like, it just, so I get what you're saying there, DJ, kind of, like, where it's like, you know, I don't really have that much, like, conscious, like, gripes because, like, bro, she was there.
Yep.
You know? And you kind of have that appreciation. That doesn't now excuse certain things. Like, I've had to check my dad several times. Like, there was a month, I think, where, like, I wasn't talking to him, like, because, like, he just act like a dick at my brother's birthday dinner. But anyway, you know, he came back around, and I just, you know, again, like, that's my dad, and I love him regardless, you know? And I just, I'm not going to sit there and take that for granted, you know?
Yeah, I think you just really have to sit with yourself and just like with anything, like, can I really let it go? Or, like, am I ready?
And if you're not, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. You know, fine.
I think I'm more okay, especially, like, after this episode, too, where it's just, like, it doesn't have to be rushed. And it's, like, doesn't have to be forced to... and I feel like it will come. I'm not like so opposed to like never forgiving, you know, nothing like that. But it definitely takes time for sure. Like, it, giving it yourself grace, does. Giving the whole situation grace. And
like,
that.
Sometimes your family will try to guilt, like, not guilt you purposely, but like, I've had like my grandmother, like, will ask me, like, oh, you don't talk to your dad, like, you should reach out, like, that's still your dad. Like,
oh, all the time. I mean? Yeah, the grandparents be trying to, they stop with me because I started like reacting like how you be acting. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm very more direct.
Yeah,
just,
it's, like, it's no time.
Like, just,
no,
like, you don't know anything of my
life. I don't, like, it's not like, it's not my fault to make up for, like, it's not my responsibility to make up for a parent's shortcomings. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think at this point, it's just like, I don't need that relationship with him, and he doesn't deserve to know me. Like, you know, like, I'm like, I feel like, not to sound like egotistic or anything, but like, you know, like, knowing me is a gift, and like, hello. I'm not gonna sit there and, you know, put myself at a disease and make myself uncomfortable to try to make him feel more comfortable with the fact that he dead ass ditched me. Like,
yep.
You know, like, I'm not cool with that. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm mad about it. Like, and I'm probably gonna stay mad. Like, yep. But that's fine.
They say also, a lot of my friends who have kids now, they say, like, or like, I read stories too, mm-hmm. Of how, like, they're able, like, once they gave birth and mm-hmm. like had their own kid too, like, they're that they were able to forgive easier mm-hmm. too, like, through that process. Because I think it's similar to like what D's saying, like, when he turned 20,
mm-hmm. yeah,
just like, I guess, put himself in their shoes, like, yo, they dead ass had me at this age.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess when you give birth and like that feeling and the baby's like literally in your arms.
Damn, so I gotta pop out a whole kid.
Yeah, right, I'm just being right. Like, maybe be healed.
Shit is crazy.
But,
damn. But yes, but that brings a wrap to our episode.
Oh, wow, that went fast.
Love it. Don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dose, baby.
We lit. It was.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Test this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.